sabo kambu la kapag ano tigo weekend na turangan na marama dorbo na manilawa. Ena bono libungo Kalandi, ena matin to New Zealandi. Sa netin ka ba labang akin nandu ilo kumay kinan nandu bono lo manuwiti, kena sa may bagay tigo na bono libungo New Zealandi. Lago may baga buli, lago may baga dagadaka, lago may baga angito, lago may baga ande, se kenda sa may ilo ni bono tunday tu, ena bono binanggo. Au sa toro tigo na ngono binanggo, mo weekend na bagitugani, na yada talay, na yada nimbula, Nah, ada Yesus Kristus yang nonton turangan, enak sih ngambil nangani kuah. Bingkar abis tu weekend, ada New Methodist Christian Fellowship, enak matangani sih ngambil dai, kena ibu karawan na Planet FM, ibu karawai. Program ngambil nangati ku weekend, sih kuah, aku sih ngambil mandu ataka, nai tukut binaka. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Kita bagai jono bagai taruh nyoti, nai bagai tabi, ngai ngiring ngiring amai. Betal tal ngasih lemeki lolaka 212-984-820. Aku nak katale 212-984-820. Kani marau mi kitu mingarabi. Weekenda, ena matakani siya nindain. Done bunau, e baka rauti kitu mai weekenda, ena curious ten, e suwa. Me rauti kenda baka binaka, ena matakani siya nindain. Turanga kene marama, dorobo kene wane lewa. Na iwali nilanga i buruburu ngo, seikwaya, na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu. Endina na bose nikalu. Ena lasu na tamate kede nga, endina nga na bose nikalu. Ka weekenda na boltambu, siya ngani tamate mendo bose lasu. Siluini tamata mendo wisau nanon nanuma sakem bali turanga kini marama ena blessed taki kanda nabo seni kalu ena mataka ni singa ndai ena raki nimbula ni tabutu ni tao na lubu iwale na baloloma nambili raki nambedi nambule ni lenga ke nambule ni rabu Saruti kenda ruinanga na bose nikalo en mataka ni singa ndai.
We were at the airport and there was short of 3 or 4 mission. They fair to Samoa.
To say the airport, I gave a sort of Lilena, I want to wonder to let Tulsi and Bagana Missa.
So it comes to about 3,000 or 4,000.
And
we have some money, but it's Ophir's fee in Wesley College in Pukekoe.
Tiko and Sonila, but yeah, and I do the Talofia, my Pukekoe.
Hallelujah. I was looking at these boys because I already told them we were invited to Samoa. Hallelujah. And I spoke with Randini, we talk. These three boys will not go home. Hallelujah. They have to go to Samoa. So we pay their fare in the counter, and when you pay at the counter, it's a little bit expensive than the normal fare. So it came to about 3,000. Hallelujah. So we in Samoa for about 2 weeks. Hallelujah. When we are about to come back, Hallelujah. I have this thought behind my back of yes, fee in New Zealand. Praise the Lord. But God always knows what you worried for. God knows your heart of worship. God knows your desire to worship. God knows your passion, your zeal to worship. We were at Lolomanu, the other side of this island, and the service was on the other island. So in the evening we arrived late. The Samoan congregation, the people that they invite us, they already begin with the service. So we just came just in time for the preaching. We sat down. And the senior pastor stood up. And he said, "This morning I was preparing for my preaching, God spoke to me." Everybody was saying, what is church in Samoa or planting of the name of their church is Samoan worship centers. And he said, God took me to Nandi Airport. So everybody from Fiji, we listen. God show me how you departed the Nandi Airport. God show me there was extra money that was given for some of the mission to come with you. God show me this morning. Everybody just look around. Because his eyes is a consuming fire.
Everything you do for God is not hidden. Every prayer and every commitment is not hidden. So he walked to the people that look after their finance, bring one big basket and put it in the middle and said, and challenge the someone congregation. The Lord show me that they have to put in some money at the last minute. So I'm doing today what God wants me to do, to call out some people to put money here. This senior pastor did not know what we went through, but God knows. Nobody knows what you're going through. God knows the empty cupboard, the empty fridge, the empty wallet, the empty bank account. All those things God knows. When you serve him in his truth and his spirit, he's waiting to serve you too. After the church service, they brought this basket, this bucket of money. Hallelujah. It was written there, $14,000. Hallelujah. It's about $10,000 Fijian. I use only $3,000 for Ophir's fee. God give back about $10,000 Fijian. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we look at the things of God in a very light or casual ways. I remember preaching yesterday at Malilewe. It was soaking. The ground was very muddy. Hallelujah. And I remember in Kuku is even more muddier. So straight after Malilewe, I went to the seawall. I asked God in the seawall that tonight is the last night in Kuku. Provide the weather. Provide the people. Take away the heavy rain so people can come. Because it's, if a heavy rain, nobody will come and listen. And we know that Cyclone Mona is supposed to arrive this morning or last night. You go now and check the track of Mona. Before reaching Rotuma, there was a circle, a complete circle, turn around. Because in Valilebo, I said, can hold on Mona until we finish the service in Ratuskuna tomorrow. Elijah said, it will not rain until I say it will rain. In the book of James, the Bible says that Elijah is the same as you and me. Turn to the person next to you. Hi, Elijah. You know, sometimes when the cyclone approaches, you already received the bad weather, the raining, the strong wind. Hey, you have the authority to tell, to move, reduce. Praise the Lord. God is good. We need to move on. Let us go to the Bible study today. The next one. Hallelujah. Good Christian, they trust. They trust in my word or they trust in me. This one here, we've been on this lesson for 2 weeks now. Matthew 19:27-30. Can we read together in English? And Talangaste, oh, Talangasibuli will read in Fijian. Hallelujah. Okay, let us read together. 2, 3. Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits at the throne of his glory, you who have followed me, say with me, follow me. For those of you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Not only sit on the 12th throne, but we are there to judge the tribes of Israel. Hey Mary, continue, 2-3. And everyone who has left his house, brother, sister, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, say with me, hundredfold, and inherit eternal life. Hundredfold eternal life. Talaga si Uli, pili mo na may kanibabiti.
Sangai boso pita ka kai wa raida ke to sambi to na ka keve ka muri ke muni ada bena ngai nito asa ka bir o chisu au sa ka ba indi na bi ke mundo o ke mundo samuri au ni na yado na bi ba ndo no taki ni na tiko na lubi ni tamata ni tiko tiko ba turanga ni no na uku uku do na ngai tiko talanga na tiko tiko ba turanga e tiri ka rua me le wai ra matanga li ne israel e tiri ka rua ye ko kwa yando sambi to na vale sena vitadini sena nganena Sena tamana, sena tinana, sena lubiana, sena banua, ena bukuni adangu, ena andrau ena rawata, ena tauke ena telanga na mbula tau mundu. Ia era leubu nga saliu, era samuli, ke era telanga samuli, era naliu.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is what Jesus said for those that follow. So this is a contact. It's just like when you interview into a position, this is a contact. This is a condition of contact.
Go back to contact. You keep back all the way. No later over the back. Go on contact.
Hallelujah. Hundredfold. What is hundredfold means? Yandrau. What does yandrau mean? It's not talking about the money. It's not talking about the food. It's not talking about the clothes. But it's talking about God will satisfy you time and 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 time. Hundredfold. Wherever you turn, God will be there. I remember we went to Namugelau, beautiful island. Beautiful island. Hallelujah. See the sandy beaches and the blue waters. Beautiful island. Hallelujah. Before we came, it was Bose Banua not to plant the church. But because of this, wherever I turn. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I received a call from Pastor Mbuli that they have combined the kingdom, the seventh day, and the new Methodist. And one of my uncle who is back in Namuka now, he's a tall tall of evangelical, he just come and join. He said, I will just join new Methodist because the Pentecostal that is already here. I told Talambuli, use him. Hallelujah. Roster him for one Sunday for you, one Sunday for Taltalawanga, one Sunday for Taltalama from Evangelical. And then Taltalalino will come. He'll be your senior pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you turn, you don't have to struggle. Hallelujah. Because this is a contract. This is a contract. We have left everything. Not only something, everything. Okay. Taltala, what about me? I also work here, this company. I have to leave it.
No, you don't have
to leave until God speaks to you. But your commitment to this. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we are so committed in our work. Which is good. I love people that they work. Because I am a worker. So I love the people they committed to their work. So when you committed to your work, you must also commit to the things of God. Because if anything happens at work, the things of God will save you there. If anything happens in your family, the things of God will save you there. If anything's happened in your life, the things of God will save you there. Your life is in the Word of God. It's not in your work. Your life is in the Word of God. It's not in your manure. Your life is in the Word of God. It's not in your tradition and culture. It's not in your money. Hallelujah. We were in Lotoka.
Don't you mean Lotoka?
Evangelism on Wednesday and Thursday. Hallelujah. On Thursday night, this man came with a t-shirt. This man said, my son, 6-year-old boy, came back from Lebukana in Venomalabu. It's about 1 month now, he's not eating properly. It's something that happened that they believe it was a voodoo or what we call demonic attack. He went into CWM. After 1 week, they released him. Just go and wait there at home. Coming unconscious. So going up, that means waiting for the day. The father worked in the medical department administration. The mother is a sister or a nurse. Their work cannot save their son. And this young boy was with the mother in Osori. Hallelujah. And evangelism in Lotoka, the father worked in Lotoka. He came up and said, Taltala, my son. I said, where's your son now? He said, 4 days unconscious now, released from the hospital. Now we're just waiting for the day. I said, anybody with a telephone contact with your son? He said, my mom. Hallelujah. Call your mumu. Hallelujah. When the mumu of that young boy answered the phone, then the son said, put the phone on Timothy. The name of the boy is Timothy. Put the phone on Timothy's ears and put it speaker.
One week
in hospital, already 1 month sick, 4 days unconscious, in out of consciousness, already released from hospital. And we pray from Lotoka Narara Park. It was about 11 o'clock at night. Before our dinner, I pray. We were still in Lotoka, fellowshipping in the waterfront hotel. Hallelujah. 4 o'clock in the morning, this boy woke up and wake everybody in the house. I want to eat. Their work cannot save them. The government cannot save them. Nobody can save them. It's a contact with God can save them. Praise the Lord. So many testimonies after testimonies. That's why I never look back or hold or getting tired of doing the things of God. Because I know that I already signed a contract. Praise the Lord. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Can we go to number 7? Hallelujah. Number 7 is very, very short. Loving the Lord your God wholeheartedly. Let us read together Matthew 22:36-40. Good Christians, they love their God.
Lotu va Cristo vina ka lo mana sara na nona kalu.
Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you love God?
Ugivino mito kai nitero ko iko lo mana nona kalu.
Ask your neighbor, do you love God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loving God, weather will not change your attendance. Situation you face will not change your attendance. Praise the Lord. Whether money in your pocket or no money in your wallet will not change your attendance. Let us read together Matthew 22:36-40. 2, 3. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is love it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Runa molomana. Ode. Kalo kide. Here we come. The problem today, we are loving ourselves. Your pillow. Your blanket. Your food. You are serving you. The food must be there on Sunday. Saturday. In our village, we call it Singavakonaki.
Singavakonaki.
One whole day just to prepare for you. You are not preparing to go and hear the word of God. You are just preparing the lobo. For who? For Coco. Hallelujah. When we became committed to the things of God back in 1995, we're still in the Methodist Church. Our food start to reduce. Our going to the market on Saturdays no longer. We can just buy tuna, sliced bread. Or we just go to the airport and have something light. What I used to do before. Because I always make logo. I used to do that back in Lau. When I come to Vitilevu, that's my job. Lobo first. And go and swim in Gawia River. Hallelujah. Second pool, third pool. And we'll swim there until midday. Come back. Uncover the lobo. Ready to eat. It's all about me. It's all about myself. It's all about I. That's what the world is doing. We all love ourselves. It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about myself. These three persons, you need to get rid of them. Me, myself, and I.
What do you
have? When you shop for these three. When you go to town, you always look after these three. You smell curry. You smell chop suey. You smell borbogasakera. It's all about me. Some of us, we go to church late on Sunday because of me.
So we can number to my
Hallelujah. And the Bible says there's only the 10 commandments hang on these two. Loving God and loving your people around you. Try that. When you love God, you'll commit to the church. When you love people around you, you'll commit to your husband, you'll commit to your wife, you commit to your children, you commit to your neighbors. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to say the church today. Our heart is cold like a deep fridge. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember, good Christian is loving the Lord your God wholeheartedly. All of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. according to Mark chapter 12, it's included in all of your strength. Amen. I don't know what the thing that you really love this morning. Praise the Lord. My love for God never changed from 1994 when I became a lay preacher in the Methodist Church till today. I haven't felt anything. Yesterday I was preaching and I was telling God, I want the strength that I have when I was 38. That means in 2000, I want the strength to be still with me today. I'm about to 57 this year. But my strength, I'm calling 38 strength. So this year I will celebrate my 39
years.
The number on my birth certificate is 57. But according to the work of the Lord, I'm 38. I'll be 39. That means another 1 year to become 40. Which is the prime time of a human being. Hallelujah. It's all up to our mouth. When we believe, when we confess, we will possess. Whatever you confess, you will possess. Amen. Tell your muscle to wake up. Tell your organs to be cleared. Tell your face, the wrinkles, hallelujah, in your face to go away. Hallelujah. Minus 20 years from your current year. Hallelujah. Slap your neighbor. Slap your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. You can see my face. You can look at my face. I'm 20 years younger. I'm 20 years stronger. I'm 20 years wiser. Because when God is with me, who shall against me? When God is on my side, who shall be on the other side? Hallelujah. The Bible says greater is the one who is in us. When you have Christ in you, when Christ is in you, there is a hope of glory. You know, most of the time when sickness comes, you accept sickness as they arrive. The Bible says you are the head, not the tail. The Bible says you are always above, never beneath. The Bible says I can do all things. All things. I can do all things. Because Christ in me. I want to challenge our life today. It's about time we change our mindset. Hallelujah. Change our mindset. When you come here to the altar, receive what you're supposed to receive. 2000 to be good. To be good. To be great. To be prosperous. Overflow. Abundance, food on the table, money in the wallet, health in the body, because you believe in God. Worship team, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all about your mind. When you ask God to be in you, when you ask God to be your strength, your mighty power.
Sarong uti weekend na mo sa Nikalowe na matagal ni siya ni Kua. Sange wa kato weekend na nondang dingi-dingi. Ka weekend na bolotambo ko sarong wata nung gubosa. Kada ka wakin nindu na ka sa tomatawuku. Sa tutubata ki nindu sa taran na nabali. E nandali ni batu. Ike wakin nindu sarong wata nung gubosa. Kasi nindu ka wakin nindu na ka sa tomatalilia. Sa tutubata nindu na tomat sa taran na nabali. E nandali ni nuku. Nina tau na uda. Doga nandu mbui. Na liwa na dangi. Na tambaka na bali kwa ya. Ia. E nambali. Sa kale una na nambali. Sabim boleh ni bikin dah turun angin marah, mendorong bukan mana lewa. Enam bulan lebih bukan New Zealand ni, nampak seni keluar dah sarung ada. Nampak tu kan? tuwagarotune New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nonda mula ena singo bina kani kuwa ngingiri ngiri ngayeni ena namba satu kuni watu tukungu redake ena mataka nisingi nindai wakalunga teki kandena turanga ena singo bina kani kuwa. Amen.